Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Our podcast is called Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet.
It's a podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion, and they're from the internet, and they're usually really terrible.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
What's your name?
I'm Christine.
Hi. My name's Alex.
What do we have this week?
I feel like last week I've talked for 45 minutes before.
Too much.
I know.
It was a little too much.
So let's start.
I don't blame you, but it was just too much. I'm just going to say that.
Let's start right in on it. Our theme this week was psychics in Albuquerque.
And that was difficult. So
it was a little difficult until it wasn't.
For me, it was just okay. Always difficult.
That's my bad.
And because of that, some people might be unhappy, but other people will be happy. I branched out.
Me too.
I did things that have nothing to do with being psychic.
Oh. I branched out a little bit, but we'll see.
Yes.
Okay. As long as we find reviews, I think it's okay.
I found some entertaining things, so.
I mean, I think that's what ultimately matters.
That's what we're about.
And then you gave me the challenge to find reviews of Skyline Chili from people who are not local to or native to the Skyline greater area.
Wow, that's word for word how I gave it to you. Word for word. Yes, and for those who don't know, Skyline Chili is a Cincinnati, Ohio-based restaurant.
It's a chain. It's a franchise.
People say, okay, I don't want to divide people. It's fast food to me, but other people are like, you can't call it.
It's like dine-in fast food.
Dine-in fast food. There you go. So people think it's really gross.
It is fast, though.
And it is when lukewarm. You really think of it, it's fast and lukewarm. It's lukewarm chili served on lukewarm spaghetti noodles.
That are really mushy.
Yes.
With a lot of shredded plasticky cheese on top.
Yes.
And it's so good.
So good.
I think my brain is so warped because I was reading all these one-star reviews and I was like, I'm so hungry. Like, I could eat.
It sounds delicious to me always, but I think
when people call it sludge.
We were indoctrinated at a young age.
Yeah. We've been brainwashed since childhood.
Yep, growing up with Skyline makes you really just love Skyline.
It's really hard to explain, I think.
I will
to
always
anyone.
Defend it, and I haven't eaten it in years.
I don't know if you saw that article. I think it was on, Vulture, maybe? Or Spin, or I don't know.
Those are things.
Something aggressive sounding, where they listed, the worst, the best local food to the worst. And Skyline Chili was they were like, we're going to put it all the way at the end.
Oh, I did see that.
And it was really rude.
Because they're like, no one outside Cincinnati seems to get it, at least from people I've talked to. So I'm excited to hear those reviews.
Okay.
But first, should I give you a review of a psychic?
Please.
Okay. This is of a psychic. I found this one is one I actually found. Of psychic Lorna Adams.
I'm going to check real quick if I have her. No, I don't think so.
Also, some of these might not be in Albuquerque, because I had to...
Right.
I tend to try to write those down, so
I suddenly realized I was in Texas, because the geography just kept spreading.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so this is a one-star review from Marta. A total flake, absolutely. I pray to God dead people really do appear to her, so she can know what it's really like to be in touch with the dead. She's a scamming, scheming, lowlife taking advantage of vulnerable people. End of review. I like
oh,
that, though.
No.
I like that in the sense that I liked how they said,
I think Marta...
I hope dead people really do come to you. That's a very original insult.
I think Marta brings a lot of good energy to the table, to her readings. I think maybe she didn't hear what she wanted to hear, and that didn't go over well.
I'm gonna be honest. I was very surprised with how many 5-star reviews these places had.
Well, that's how they thrive. Reviews. People, you know.
It was so hard. Most of the ones I went through, it was so hard to find 1-star reviews.
Yeah, there were not many.
And the 5-star ones were all very positive and nice, and nothing that I'm like, this. They won't work for my free radio show.
Isn't that a bummer?
I hate it.
When people aren't bad enough it for sucks. A free radio show.
What do you have for us? Let's
see. I have a review of Anna's Psychic Readings. It's a 1-star review by William. I agree with the other review. She is a very nice lady, but she is doing this just for the money. She's not a psychic. She's not a medium. She just contacts deceased relatives or loved ones. End of review.
That's all? Yeah. What a loser.
All she does...
What a lack of skill.
All she does is talk to my grandma who passed.
So what's the word for that?
That's a medium.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, a psychic medium.
But this person says that they're not... All they do is talk
to them. She's just in it for the money. Grandma or no grandma.
She's using her skill to be able to talk to the dead for money. How dare she?
There were a lot of those, like, the person, the owner or the psychic or whatever would respond and be like, you tried to not pay me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a service, not like a free carnival game.
That is true. A lot of the reviews I found, if they were a negative, they were just about the money. Mm-hmm. They're like, ugh, too expensive. Like, well,
then just don't go there. Go call a phone number.
If you truly believe in this stuff, uh-huh. like, wouldn't you pay top dollar for it to happen? Like, that's what I don't understand. If you really think this person has the ability to talk to your deceased relatives, why are you saying, oh, this is too expensive for me? What? What?
I wish we recorded these.
If there was a dead relative I really wanted to talk to... I would pay good money to let it happen.
It'll be $200 and like...
Well, exactly. It's grandpa's, not even like that crazy.
Grandpa's like waiting on the other side right there in the room and you're like, not worth it. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Money's tight. yeah.
Gosh.
All right. So, oh, your turn.
That's my turn.
Just kidding.
So, my next one is of Love Spell in Las Cruces.
Love Spell?
But it's marked as a psychic.
Okay.
This is a review, a 1-star review by Christopher. Sorry, but this looks evil. End of review.
That's it?
That's it.
What?
And it's a local guide in Las Cruces, Christopher.
Does he just drive around, like, rating things from, like, good to evil? Based on
the evil look of things.
That's quite a blog he has going there.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I didn't troll through his 257 reviews.
Oh, dear God.
1,500 photos.
Did you do Control F for evil and see which other locations? Probably Skyline Chili is on there.
Oh, it absolutely
is. I think
I
got a lot of evil reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I have a review of Mendy Lou Psychic. This is the one I thought was Lorna for a minute. Mendy Lou, Lorna. You know.
Lorna Lou.
Lorna Lou. They all blend together. This is a... kind of a combo deal because I have a response from the owner.
Gimme.
So this is a 1-star review by Anna, which is interesting because the first one I just read, I realized it's called Anna's Psychic Reading. So maybe there's some collusion and, you know, fraudulent activity happening here. I have went to Mendy Lou a couple of times, but the last time I saw her, it was because my dog went missing and I was desperate for help from anywhere. There comes my dumb dog.
Rude.
He's like, how much would you spend to find me? Probably my life savings. She talked to me very condescendingly and said that I needed to be a more responsible dog owner.
Oh my God.
No, I'm like, that's not...
My dog's missing, please help.
Well, who opened the gate, man? She was no help and I felt a lot worse after talking to her. I recently had a friend that saw her, and since she did not give her a tip, even though she paid her, she yelled at her for not tipping her. And then since someone went to her that knew her, she charged the person extra, saying that she was still owed a tip. A very rude and greedy woman, so sad.
Oh my God, wait, okay.
I didn't understand that, please.
Yeah, so the person goes, doesn't tip.
Uh-huh.
So that
someone
person leaves. And then someone who knew the person that didn't tip shows up at another appointment and gets charged extra to make up for their friends or their acquaintance's lack of tip.
Wait, that's a brilliant business practice.
Oh, is that what it's called? Is that what it's called?
I love that idea. So, like, if your friend writes a 1-star review, we're going to ask for, like, an 8-star review. That's not the right math. Mm. I don't know. I think...
I think
she's onto something.
I think that won't work well for us, what we do. At all?
Yeah, maybe not a little bit.
And I don't think that works well for psychics either, normally.
Clearly
but
not.
I guess we'll see.
Mandy Lou didn't have the greatest of reviews.
There you go.
Here's Mandy Lou's response.
Uh-oh.
To Anna. I have never seen or spoken to Anna above. I do not claim to have an ability to find missing dogs or people or objects. I'm a healer and spiritual guide. I give to the best of my ability always. I have never asked for a tip. I am charitable. I am in love with God. I am doing my best to serve divinity. Here is a quote for you, Anna. Here is a quote for you, Anna. Revelations chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur.
Oh my God.
There's more. Sorry.
So this person just called themselves charitable?
And
then quoted the most
in love with God
part of scripture.
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Jesus Christ.
End of response. I just was like, that went from 0 to 60 so fast. Oh my God. And it's like, my dog went missing and she didn't help me. And then the psychic responds, like, you're going to be burned with the devil
like
in a fiery pit.
Like you said about
pit.
The collusion thing. I Maybe. Think there's something there.
There's something deeper going on here.
There's obviously something deeper. And I think the spiritual healer is picking up on it.
Clearly. She's just trying to put Anna on the right path. That's all. But I did notice that Mandy Lou, every time she got a negative review, wrote, I have never seen or heard of this
oh,
person
really?
In my life. And oh. There were like 20. And I was like, what are the odds that none of these people...
There might be all fake reviews.
They could be.
By competing psychics.
By all the 20 competing psychics.
Yeah.
If that were the case, we would have found a lot more, I think.
Well,
but
let's see what I have for you here.
Okay.
Because I have another review of Love Spell. 1-star by Rose Marie. Warning! Fake, bad service. And did not refund money. Too much money. And lies. Makes promises that are not kept and has not given results. End of review. So,
Alexander?
Yes.
Are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
Rose Marie.
Yeah.
Is the name of another
psychic. I know! I was going to say I found her place too. This is really... This is really sketchy, dude. We're on to... Alexander, we got to lock our doors tonight.
And Rose Marie has 7 total reviews. That one that left that 1-star.
So you can literally directly link back to her page.
And one of those reviews is of Rose Marie Spiritual Gifted. A 5-star review.
Dude, I'm telling you.
So,
and what is the 5-star review? Is it like, she's so beautiful and hot and...
I'll read it right now. 5 stars.
Okay.
She is a devil and must be thrown into a lake of sulfur.
Oh my God, I was like, okay, wait, 5 stars?
No, okay. It said, she is a very intuitive reader. Very gifted and very friendly. Made me comfortable. Would highly recommend Rose Marie. She has been right about so many things. Very accurate. And has become my one and only advisor. Been to others before and they never gave me as much detail or info as she has. And included 2 pictures.
She is writing about herself.
Of the sign, Rose Marie Spiritual.
She is literally
gifted.
Writing about herself.
Uh-huh.
I like how she's
that's my theory.
No one else knows my life the
that
way that Rose
theory.
Marie does.
Yes. My theory as well. So that's why when you brought up those two and we're like,
This is getting really out of hand.
There's some, something fishy
Especially
going
Anna
on.
Especially Anna and Anna, you're right.
Something demonic going on. I agree.
Wow, this is dark.
Mm-hmm.
Albuquerque. You watch out. The streets are dangerous at night.
Oh yeah, I've seen Breaking Bad.
What a spiritual show that was. Okay, so now I did what you said you did and branched out a little bit. I went to crystal shops.
Oh, by the way, I think Rose Marie might not even have been in... I think she was in Las Cruces, too.
Oh. Well, but I saw
or
her.
Or Santa Fe. I don't know.
I did see hers on Google Maps.
Whoa, what was that noise? Okay.
Oh, no, it's happening.
This free radio show brings all the noises. Okay, what do you have for us?
So I found a shop. I figured it was in the same vein.
Crystal shops
and sure. psychics, and a lot of them have psychics that work there.
Yes.
So this is a 1-star review by R of Crystal Corner. Not much of a selection of fish. They don't carry any aggressive fish and don't believe in feeding small fish to big fish and gets upset when you mention it. End of
review. I hope that they truly meant to review this location.
Very confused.
That sounds like they just clicked on the wrong location, left a review. About but I really want to think that they went in there and were like, how do you guys feel about feeding small fish to even bigger fish?
Oh my god, talk about bad vibes.
I don't know. If someone came into my shop and said that, I'd take that pretty well.
I'd kick them out.
Let's have a conversation about this.
I think I'd call the police.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be your go-to.
Yep.
Yeah. You deserve to be a Yelp business owner. Now, I have a 1-star review of Rosemary Psychic.
Yes! Okay.
This is by Adrian. Rosemary is after your money. Don't go here. She did a reading for me twice. The first time, it was nice. However, she did warn me about a person and told me to stay away from him. The second reading is where it gets weird. The person that she told me to stay away from is now, according to her, my soulmate. She said that in order for me to keep my soulmate around, I should pay her $700 in cash. This is a common scheme fake psychics use when they want your money. I was in a very vulnerable state of mind, and she took advantage of that, thinking she would catch a fish. A fish.
Oh my god, write this down.
But nope, not me. People like her prey on your vulnerability. Go at your own risk. Better yet, don't go at all. End of review.
I just love that she's like, this is a common practice that fake psychics use. Like, give me $700 yeah. cash and you can
yeah, as meet if, like, your soulmate? He's been to all these different psychics and they all do the same thing.
This is so, I mean, I'm but sure he has.
Maybe they have a point then. If they're all saying the same thing.
This guy's your soulmate.
Yeah. Maybe the soulmate is requesting the $700, and he's like, if he does pay a psychic $700, then I know we were meant to be.
There's more collusion happening, is what you're saying.
Yes.
This is getting very complicated.
I feel like there's a very, very deep and very dark web that's
yes
that's been woven across New Mexico.
I like to call it the underbelly.
The underbelly of New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Made up of psychics and spiritual healers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. But let mostly, someone else investigate.
But not just them. Mostly them on the internet.
On using on platforms like Yelp and
desktop
Google.
Desktop computers from
1998.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a 1-star review of Mama's Minerals Crystal Shop.
Love that name.
Mama's Minerals Crystal Shop. Jay didn't. I thought this was supposed to be Mama's Minerals. More like Walmart's Minerals. End of review.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We're just adding into the list of clever names that Yelpers give to existing businesses.
Now that would be a shocking state of affairs.
If Walmart
opened a chain of mineral stores. Just minerals.
Oh my god.
But what would that look like? A very wide selection and probably low prices.
Super cheap. They yeah. put everyone else, all the small mom and pop.
Minerals from China? I mean, that's probably more interesting than minerals from...
You get some jade?
Just anywhere, yeah. There you go.
Okay, I'm in.
There you go. What the heck?
I'll buy stock.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I mean, Walmart sells, like, essential oils all over the place now. I think the only there logical next step.
There you go.
Anyway.
I think it's very logical.
It yes. is very logical, if nothing else.
Okay, from here is where I started branching out.
Okay.
So, after this, I was completely out. I tapped all of the...
Your mineral resources.
mineral resources, trying to find 1-star reviews. So, I searched for spiritual... I did everything. Spiritual healers, spiritual retreats, and just tried to find something
okay.
that would be interesting. I found a review of Holy Cross Retreat Center in Doña Ana County, New Mexico.
There are a lot of retreats and things that happen in, like, I know, like, wellness retreats and stuff.
Especially, like, New Mexico, Arizona, et cetera. But this is looks like a church.
Oh, okay.
Like a Christian or Catholic. Maybe not Catholic.
I would say probably Christian is my guess.
Well, there is a crucifix.
Oh, dear. Okay, well.
So, who knows? Someone does out there, but I don't. So, this is a one-star review by Russell of this church that also has a center for retreats.
Okay, got it.
I am disgusted with this place keeping illegal aliens from the proper authorities. Religion has no part in the everyday politics and shouldn't be allowed to do this without repercussion. End of review.
Sorry, Russell, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
He doesn't think religion should have anything
I love that argument.
Like, with politics. That is literally them. Okay.
He's literally telling them to contact the government, is what he's saying, and turn in. Stop making that noise.
Sorry, it's bothering me.
It's really terrible.
Okay. Well, I have a response. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, please.
From the director, Father Tom Smith.
From the priest.
Yeah.
So this is a Catholic place.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yes. I guess so.
Unless he's just really proud of being a dad.
Or FR stands for something else, like friar.
Farmer.
Here's a response. We are not doing anything for political reasons. We have been very clear all along that the gospel calls us to welcome the stranger and give help to those in need. We are also quite aware that if immigration authorities came here with a proper search warrant with a person's name on it, they would be allowed to enter and detain that named person. We are not keeping anyone from the proper authorities. I also happen to believe that our morals and our faith should inform our public decisions as individuals and as a nation. Faith does not control politics, but it can be a part of the conversation about what is best. If you would be interested in talking about this concern of yours with me, I would be happy to do so. End of response.
Amen. Who is this? Father what? Farmer?
Tom Smith. Not convinced it's a real person.
Farmer
Friar
Smith.
Tom Smith.
That's beautiful, and I agree with that. And people are always like, you guys hate religion, or what do they say? I don't. I mean, my point is, I think that's...
to us, yeah.
To us, yeah. I'm like, that's not... We don't feel that way at all. I just think,
Look, if Friar Tom wants to come on here...
If Friar Tom...
Welcome him with open arms.
He can take my place. Yeah. I think he has a lot wiser things to say than I've ever fucking said in my life.
And wiser than Russell. But that's not that hard.
No, he was gonna say.
Yeah.
Well, that's really beautiful and touching.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Friar Tom.
Absolutely nothing to do with psychics, but...
oh, yeah.
And it didn't need to be said.
Oh,
I just found it and
I like
to
it a lot,
throw
though.
It in there.
Oh, I like it a lot.
We got introduced to a new wonderful character.
Listen,
Father Farmer Tom.
If Mendy can talk about the Revelations chapter 20...
True. These are all interconnected.
Something...
There you go.
I think to Farmer Tom's actually, Father Tom is part of this underbelly we're discussing. But maybe he's the only...
He's of the overbelly.
Oh, he's in the overbelly. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He's in the pot belly.
This is the good part about all this.
Got it. Okay, so the next review I have... Oh, I'm still at Mama's Minerals Crystal Shop. So I have a one-star review by Cliff. Employees are not welcoming at all. I'm just going to dig in the dirt for my own minerals, honestly. End of review. And I don't think he was kidding.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure he was serious.
I bet you can find some good ones in New Mexico.
Hey, we should tell Cliff about Walmart's minerals. He might have some better luck.
Yeah, true.
I just had the best idea.
No.
Yes. Walmart can cut costs and make it more of an experience for consumers if they just bring piles of dirt in. And then you dig for your own minerals. It's like a family activity.
That it's always fun.
Family fun center.
When I went on the gem trip in...
Sorry, I knocked over a haunted doll.
No. When I went on the gem trip in middle school...
Oh, I love that trip. Remember that?
Yeah, that's why I just brought it up. Because I remember it and I had a blast.
Oh.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that kind of stuff is so fun.
We got to like pick out our little gems and stuff.
Basically what happened, you go sifting through some dirt.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Where the hell were we?
The Carolinas somewhere. I don't know.
I cannot believe that our school just kind of shipped us off on buses all the time and
yeah.
kind of nobody knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next review... Oh, no, it's your turn, huh?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So my next review is also a little out there. It's my last review, actually.
Okay.
This is of Tome Hill Park.
Okay, please make the connection for me here.
I looked up spiritual locations. This is a place where every Good Friday, a large group of people hike up there to three crosses that are up on top of the hill. It's like a...
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's like a yearly tradition.
On oh, good every Friday. Good Friday. I thought you meant every Friday, and I was like, that sounds exhausting.
I do not describe every Friday as good. Just the Good Friday.
I do.
Okay.
Mondays, so
every,
am I right?
Every year on Good Friday... Shut up. Every month, God damn it, every month. Every year on Good Friday, a group of religious folk.
Back in Cincinnati, we walk up the steps.
Yeah, the steps at Immaculata, that's right.
So here they walk up a hill.
Yeah.
Okay, seems to be a trend.
Walk up a hill to the three crosses.
I like that.
Here's a review, a one-star review of this location. I absolutely hate hiking. It was hot and I just wanted to go home. I hiked this thing back when I was younger. I think I was in middle school, high school, and I was forced to do this thing due to my mom's thinking this would make me like religion more. Boy, was she wrong. I hated the death walk up. I hate the heat. I nearly passed out due to heat exhaustion. And just when I thought I was at the top, another hill was above me, and I nearly cried from this sight. The people hiking it with us, it was Good Friday, I think? Yeah, I know, right? They're like, I think we were there for a reason, but...
I think we were talking about how Jesus had to walk up a hill carrying his own cross and getting spit on and bleeding all over the place, but my experience was pretty fucking terrible.
The people hiking it with us were nice and the view was pretty, but the only way I'll ever do this again is if I'm paid $1 million. And even then, it would be a 50% chance of me doing so. Great if you like these kinds of things, or if you are the religious type, but not for me and never again. Nope! Oh, and by the way, the hike down was even worse, and nearly fell down to my death a few times. Don't force / bring your kids to do these things. Spare them, please! End of review.
Signed, JC.
Penny? What?
Christ.
Oh.
I almost fell to my death a few times. Is that what this person just claimed?
Many times, yes.
I see.
Fell to their death.
Maybe this person needs to talk to a professional.
Oh, do you have someone in mind, perchance?
Yes, her name's Mendy Lou Psychic.
Another Mendy Lou review?
No, I'm just referring guy back to Mendy Lou who... Mendy Lou who... to Mendy Lou, comma, who is in love with God. And I think maybe they could have a nice chat.
I do not think that chat would go well at all.
No, not probably not. All. Maybe Father Tom could be the mediator.
Oh my God, that would be great.
Father Tom would be right in between.
Yeah, I think that solving. That would be actually a productive conversation.
Look, we're changing the world.
Yeah.
By
introducing these people.
Hypothetically who, introducing
there
people.
There you go. I was like, how do I express this?
And taking credit
without actually saying that we're doing that.
Solving problems that we're not solving. There we go. Okay, yeah, I have one more review. I really like that one. Because, mm-hmm. Like, listen, I also didn't like when I was a kid walking up the stairs and it takes, like, an hour or whatever.
Can you imagine years later going back just and having like, I did this at one point in problem. My childhood,
and I'm so,
I'm going to give a one-star review to this place for that.
And I'm so resentful toward my parents. It's like, okay.
And I mean, I've never told them, so I'm going to tell you, TripAdvisor.
I'm going to tell TripAdvisor. All my friends on TripAdvisor. Okay.
Maybe their mom's on TripAdvisor.
Maybe that's how they communicate. Mm-hmm. I see. I'm sorry, this is such a side thing, but it reminds me of in My Brother, My Brother, Me, they read a thing a long time ago on a Yahoo Answer about a kid who would write messages to his stepdad on their dog with magic marker.
Oh my God.
And send the dog downstairs because he didn't want to talk to his,
hilarious.
His stepdad Ron. And he's like, I hate my stepdad Ron. So I write messages to him on the dog.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
To like bring him spaghetti and shit like that. Anyway. Okay. This is my last one. This is still, we're still at Mama's Minerals Crystal Shop. I just can't bring myself to leave.
Still.
This is a 2-star review by Jesse. Had a big selection, but prices were metaphysically too high. Ooh. End of review. I don't know what that
is. Break this down for me, please.
Metaphysically too high. Not in a literal way where money has anything to do with it.
Yeah. It's like...
It's a spiritual toll, I guess.
It's the toll it takes on them to purchase these and take them out of their element.
Yeah.
It's too high to justify it.
The rent is too damn high.
Uh-huh.
The metaphysical prices are too damn high. That's my platform, Christine 2020. Yeah, I didn't understand that one bit.
I wouldn't vote for you.
Excuse me?
I'm just putting that out there.
Are you voting for Russell?
Oh, God.
Church and politics shouldn't mix, and that's why I think all churches should report illegal immigrants to the government. Russell 2020.
Russell 2020.
All right. Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Challenge time?
I think it's challenge time. Your challenge was to find reviews of Skyline Chili that were written by people who are not from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Or the surrounding area.
Greater Cincinnati, Ohio.
The Greater Skyline.
Greater Cincinnati area. Which includes Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. The Greater Skyline area.
Yep.
There are skylines in, like, Florida. So.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Oh.
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
And Tampa. Oh. Learned a lot about Skyline franchises. And I really would like to open one in L.A., but I don't think it would go over very well.
Not at all.
Maybe in, like, Pasadena.
Why?
I don't know.
Why
it feels Pasadena? more like...
Pasadena does not feel like it would like Skyline Chili.
Okay, maybe not. What's the equivalent of, like, Fort Wayne, Indiana in Greater Los Angeles? Or what's the...
Not...
Liberty Township. How do we transplant that to Los Angeles?
Liberty Township.
I feel like that's...
You don't.
Like Northridge.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
You're just naming parts of L.A.?
I don't know many parts
of
L.A.
If anything, it's more close to, like... Orange County. Somewhere in Orange County is my guess.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the first skyline I looked at was the skyline on Vine Street, which is downtown. And it tends to have a lot of out-of-towners because the Great American Ballpark and the Bengals Stadium mm-hmm. are both right near there. So people...
The convention center as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of events going down.
Exactly. So this is kind of where out-of-towners get a first taste mm-hmm. of their... Get a first and only taste ever of Skyline Chili.
Probably last, yeah.
And probably last. Yeah. This is a 1-star review by Lars. Is this what people eat in Cincinnati? It's underlined.
How?
I don't know. It was on TripAdvisor.
Impressive. Advanced TripAdvisor tactics.
He had to actually take a coding course on online to really learn how to do that. It was that important for this review. A friend from Cincinnati recommended Skyline Chili as it is considered a historic landmark. I agree. It is a landmark, just like Pearl Harbor is.
Oh my God.
The food, in short, was swill. We were told never to twirl our three-way. Yes, very cute. But if your idea of food was Oscar Mayer hot dogs, pasty faux cheese, and overdone spaghetti loaded with swill-like chili, parentheses, swilly, then you need to see an EENT to have your tongue examined. Ear, nose, throat specialist, in case anyone's wondering.
Thank you.
The place was very well kept and polished, but no matter how pretty the plate, swill tastes like swill. I cannot for the life of me understand why Cincinnati is so proud of this place. I am guessing the owners are still alive because they do not eat this horrible food. Cincinnati, please find another landmark. This one ain't it. End of review.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't really like the shade on the owners who are like in their 90s or something.
Are they still alive?
I think so. Oh. Well, I mean, that's according to Lars.
I mean...
One of my most trustworthy sources, I'd say.
True. That just made me really hungry. I want Skyline.
Alexander, I was reading these reviews like, great, give me some of that swill.
I know, I recognize it as swill. It doesn't mean it's not delicious. Fuck.
I think, honestly, like, if I move back to Cincinnati, I might have to take a temporary vegetarian break.
That's my only problem
like
right
how?
Now, is I don't eat meat, so I can't eat it.
And then
sucks.
We'll get to that too, by the way.
Why do they have... Okay, well, I'll let you get to it.
I'll get to it.
But yeah, you don't twirl it. Where are you? Like fucking Olive Garden, like a fancy place? You don't twirl.
Want some 5-star Olive
Garden. Your 3-way. You just cut it with your fork.
Yeah, you just hack at it because it's like mush. And it's lukewarm, so you got to try to eat it as fast as you can.
Twirling will just cool it down too much, then it becomes cold.
And then all the oil pools around it. You got to be quick.
You got to be quick. Are we making you guys hungry?
Yeah, they're like, oh man, I got to make a journey to Cincinnati. This is a 1-star review by Sharon, who was from, I believe, upstate New York. I'm not sure I get it. End of review. She was so sweet. She was
That's very fair.
She was like in her like 40s or 50s, and at least based on her bio and stuff. And she was just like, I just don't get it.
Just don't get it. And that's fine.
I mean,
That way it stays. Stays a Cincinnati staple kind of thing. Like, you know, no one needs to get it. We love it.
And to be honest, like, I don't really get it either. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to get. It's just. And to people in that region like it.
And to be clear, I'm not one of those people who's like, how could you not like it? Because, like, look at it. It's fucking gross, but it's so good.
Yeah.
And I think most. Whoa, geez, sorry. I think most of Cincinnati is like that. Like, nobody's out preaching, like, this is the best. I mean, I guess some people are.
The only ones they're preaching to are the people who like Gold Star, which is the competing one.
Yeah.
And, or some people are like, you know, I'd rather go to, what, Camp Washington Chili or some other, like,
oh, I do like that local place. Okay, this is a 1-star review by Aliza of the same.
We're getting into the chili politics of Cincinnati.
You should have seen all the people from Texas. They were not having really. This.
It's pretty bizarre, the whole thing, though. Like, how obsessed they are over Cincinnati chili, and then, like, it gets very heated. Cincinnati's also had Springer as a
it's
mayor.
Not really like, heated. It's like a it's weird pretty place. Lukewarm.
Lukewarm, yeah. Yes.
But yeah, it is. Cincinnati's kind of place. Like a time warp where you're like, is this a parallel universe? Maybe. Or we're just in Cincinnati. It's unclear. I wonder if Jerry Springer liked Skyline Chili.
He has pictures on the wall in the Clifton Skyline.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well then, obviously he does. So what more do you guys need? What more of a testimonial?
That's like my life goal, by the way. I don't know if I've ever said that before. My goal is to get my picture on the wall of the Clifton Skyline.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get there too, so don't worry. Now, this is another, my final review of, there's two more, of the Vine Street Skyline. 1-star by Aliza. Chili's really disappoint. Honestly, they've taken out all the good stuff. And for anyone who is pescatarian, I do not recommend Chili's. The only seafood option is shrimp. End of review.
They have shrimp at Skyline?
I'm pretty sure she thought this was a Chili's.
Oh, I'm like...
literally. Because at first I was like, okay, the chili disappoints. I don't recommend the chili because I'm pescatarian. But then I'm like, definitely Skyline does not serve shrimp.
Right?
I think she was recommending reviewing a Chili's restaurant and Googled chili and
got Skyline Chili. And they were like, oh, this is the Chili's that's that has a view of the skyline of Cincinnati.
Perhaps.
Yep.
That famous 5-star Chili's location. I think that if she did eat shrimp at Skyline, she's probably in some big trouble. So
yeah, and it's. That would probably warrant a 1-star review.
Yeah, for me too. I would not recommend that. And then
want to get on this wall.
You I know. Can't I'm say sorry. Like I'm that. Sorry. I'm sorry. You can serve all the shrimp you want. This is a 1-star review by Chantel of the same location. I'm appalled by their 3.5-star rating. I saw a viral video online about this chain and thought, OMG, I have to try it. So I round up the kid and Hubs to go eat. The moment we walked through the door, I knew we had made a mistake. The ambiance is very Waffle House, and the chili is very 7-Eleven. So then I was like, no wonder Alexander likes this fucking place.
I'm literally, if you could see me, I'm raising my eyebrows and nodding like, uh-huh. Yep, oh, yeah. I can see that. Oh yes, 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh. No wonder this is such a great place.
Yeah.
I ordered the kids' regular hot dogs for my daughter. The description reads, 2 hot dogs. When we get her food, I'm sorry, I don't know, I just have to clarify, this made me laugh so hard and I don't know why, but let's just go with it. When we got her food, it's 1 hot dog. We call the waiter to let him know we were missing a hot dog. He shows us that there are 2 hot dogs, in one bun.
What? Why?
We're like, what? That's considered two hot dogs? He then directs us to the menu and points out the description, which reads, two hot dogs in one bun.
Okay, so they got what they ordered.
After all of his disappointment, I thought, I'll just order some fries. Who can fuck up fries, right? So I call the waiter to order fries. He informs me that they don't have a fryer right now. The end.
Oh my god.
Two hot dogs. I love that on the menu it specifies, we only give you one bun.
I had no idea that was a thing. That's hilarious.
It's so strange, but I saw that in a lot of places. Like, this is a really weird place. I got two Vienna sausage style hot dogs in a bun that they called a two hot dog special, and they poured some sort of sauce all over it that tasted like chocolate and cinnamon. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Anyway.
This is all sounding fairly normal to me.
Yeah, I don't understand what the problem is, to be quite frank. Okay, so now Vienna sausage. I went to our Skyline on Ludlow Avenue.
Oh, good.
Our childhood and adulthood.
Haunt.
Haunt. Where our photo... Let's vision board that to get our photos on the wall.
Yeah, no, I want that one day.
I know you said it was yours.
I don't
yours.
Know if they've added one in 20 years.
I'm just going to kind of like... It's Nick Lachey, Jerry Springer. Is there anyone else?
A lot of people.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so...
What do you mean, really? Have you ever been there? Jesus.
Yes, I've been there, but...
I'm pretty sure... what's her face from Sex and the City?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker's on there?
Yeah, she's from, I think, Northern Kentucky or Cincinnati. And I saw her once at the Graders on the same street on Ludlow.
There you go.
That's where we grew up. Anyway... You guys care a lot about that, I'm sure. But I just definitely attach myself to your new goal of getting on the wall. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Please. Okay, thank you. If anyone knows how to help us with that, that would be excellent.
She's from Nelsonville, Ohio, by the way.
Oh, never mind.
So
that's
kind of rude that you would...
George Clooney's from...
Yes, he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay. So let's go here. This is a review. So I kind of went off the rails a little bit as far as, like, not necessarily everyone was not from the area.
That made a lot of sense, whatever you just said.
Not everyone was... Oh, God.
Not everyone who wrote these reviews...
Was not from
Cincinnati.
So there were some people who were locals that wrote reviews,
but... So you literally just completely ignored
them. I did it for all the last ones. Then when I got to our Skyline, I wanted to throw in a couple reviews that spanned...
Something entertaining for us?
A wider audience.
Okay, totally fine.
So Joe gave the Skyline on Ludlow 1 star. Assistant manager was rude. Instead of asking me to quit vaping, he demanded it. End of review.
What is with that? Why would someone think, oh, it's okay for me to do this inside here? It's not the same as smoking a cigarette.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, real good.
I hope it was bubblegum flavor.
Ugh,
mix in with that steamy lukewarm chili.
Skyline flavor. Oh, could you imagine if they started selling those?
Okay, and finally, because I had to do this, I have a review from a vegan.
That's a good one.
This is a 1 star, not shocking, review by Catherine. Skyline Chili is a restaurant that has become outdated and, frankly, irrelevant. Skyline Chili is also expensive for what you get. I am a vegan and went to the Skyline Chili in Highland Heights, Kentucky. I ordered a deluxe black bean burrito with no sour cream and no cheese. I brought my item home to eat. When I opened the box, there was some type of white, curdled-looking stuff on my burrito. I immediately took it back and told them they had messed up my order. There was no other customers there either time I was there, yet my order was still wrong. The manager, Kyle, said they can remake it for me. I laughed and said, "Of course you are going to remake it. That is the least you can do." I then told him I needed something free for my trouble of having to drive back there.
A York Mint.
They do sell this for a quarter.
They're like 5 cents, aren't they? Or are they a quarter?
I think they're a quarter. He informed me they do not give items away for free or credit a customer because of an error. I persisted that he owed me something free for having to drive back there. He finally gave me a credit for a drink. LOL! I told him that was ridiculous. Most restaurants will pony up when they flub an order, but not Skyline. Skyline is, as I stated, overpriced and irrelevant in today's endless possibilities of restaurants where you can actually get great customer service. I am ashamed for them. Also, I want to point out I clicked on her profile.
Yes.
All one star, really? Two star, everything. There were like maybe one or two fives. Oh, the only five star I found was of Pita Pit. Every other restaurant on there, not a downtown. Like,
they had one of those on my college campus like freshman year.
Which one?
Pita Pit.
Oh, really? Or am I bringing back traumatic memories?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I don't like it.
But yeah, so basically she's like, oh, with the endless possibilities of great customer service you receive, and then her entire repertoire is one-star reviews. I am ashamed for them. I look for Skyline to close within the next 5 years. They treat their customers like trash, and no one wants to patronize a place that treats customers like yesterday's garbage. They are horrible. And if they make a mistake, which is often, it is made out like it is somehow my fault. I look forward to watching this company's demise.
Jesus.
End of review. You should have seen the reviews after that. They were like, LOL, did you guys see the vegan that reviewed Skyline Chili? I mean, people like this give vegetarians and vegans such a bad name because, yeah. Like, shut up. Why are you going to a Skyline Chili?
In the first place.
Asking for vegan food. Like, at the very least, I know they make vegetarian. They even have a vegetarian chili now.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
They do.
Oh my god.
It's like black bean. It's not going to be the same.
No, but...
But it's like an option.
But it's like... Okay.
You could still try like a three-way.
I went to Moby's restaurant. It's all vegan.
Oh yeah, how was that?
So good. All vegan.
Moby, guys, like Moby. Actually. This is what Alexander's life has become.
Fucking love. All of the proceeds go to like animal...
I know. Like, I'm just saying great. It's very LA.
It was very LA, but I love Moby. So it was really cool just to be able to go to his restaurant. All vegan. Allie and I were sitting there eating our food. It was like a sausage pizza. Sausage was probably soy-based or something. Had fennel on the pizza. I don't know. But we were eating it, and I'm like, oh my god, like, it tastes like sausage. It's so good. And Allie was like, yeah, because we haven't eaten meat in so long. That's, that, like, of
it
course
does
it's
suddenly...
stuff. So to me, I'm sure if I have vegetarian chili now, I'm going to be like,
oh. Oh, it's chili.
It's
I know.
It's like chili.
And
it's
I'm sure they use the same ingredients aside from the grade F ground beef, so like I'm sure it's not that big of a
and if I put it over spaghetti, it'll be like the real thing.
And then I mean the cheese
a coney. Oh wait, you can't
you
do
can't
that.
Do the coney, but you can do the cheese.
If I get one of Moby's sausages not a sentence I'd ever think I'd say. I can get one of Moby's sausages, put it in a bun, and put some
put
of the Skyline chili on top of it. Oh,
I'm in. So I needed, after this, I was feeling very down, and I needed some redemptions.
Oh, thank goodness. Now, this is when we're going to convince people that they
have
to go to Skyline.
This is the time where everyone stops vomiting in their mouth while they're driving to work and at like 8 in the morning, and I'm talking about this. This is the time where you start to feel like Christine and Alexander were right. We'll see.
No.
This is a 5-star review by Aaron. I don't dine out frequently at many 5-star restaurants, but when my Cincinnati wife is feeling good and hungry, it's Skyline time for us. Mm-hmm. That's their slogan. Mm-hmm. Feeling good and hungry, Skyline time.
Can we move on?
We started out with the complimentary oyster cracker platter.
Oh.
What platter is
I
it?
I love how they
a
say
new,
it.
A new one. I like to dab a bit of the old hot sauce on mine, just to jazz things up. Mm-hmm. I then proceeded to dive face first into my cheese conies and five-way, the works, while my wife went for the lighter, less gassy side and chose a four-way with onion instead of beans. We decided to skip the third course, peppermint patties, but maybe next time. Maybe.
Yes.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay, next up is a 5-star review by Jay. Wow. An absolutely excellent Skyline. My four-way was near perfect. The cheddar cheese stacked high, and the oyster crackers fresh and delicious. The hint of cinnamon in the chili will never fail to bring a smile to my face, prompting pleasant memories of childhood. Great atmosphere and great chili. A true Cincinnati gem.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. That was a review by me. No, I'm just kidding. That is how I feel.
Oh.
And now finally, to finally round out the actual challenge, here's a review by Mike. The last review. I'm not native to Cincinnati. This 5-star review, by the way. I'm not native to Cincinnati. That's an important point when reviewing Skyline. And to clarify, this isn't chili in the traditional non-Cincinnati sense. But damn if I'm not addicted to it anyway. I don't know, maybe they put crack in it, but I don't care. I always want more. And I like this location because they let my baby daughter throw crackers on the floor and then they don't get mad at us. End of review.
Oh.
I love Skyline!
I love Skyline too.
I don't want to be a vegetarian anymore. Oh, it's so sad. When Blaze's family came to the Cincinnati for the wedding, his dad, like, was the one who sent me that article. Mm-hmm. And so he was just, like, on his high horse about Skyline chili and, like, made fun of me constantly for ever even being around it or eating it. And his whole, Blaze's whole family is like, that's disgusting. So when they came for the wedding, I made, like, little welcome bags for everybody staying in the hotels. And then in Blaze's dad and his brother, I put big old cans of Skyline chili in their little welcome bag to be like, you're in my territory now.
Fuck you. Oh, I mean, yeah, that too.
And I think they
threw it out.
Probably did not eat it.
Probably not.
And I don't think that I blame them.
Yeah.
They could have cooked it up in the Hilton microwave.
One of the best moments I had was when I was, oh my God, I'm like having a weird memory. I was at school in DC, very miserable. And then I visited my friend Kirsten and we went to someone she knew's place.
Oh yeah.
Who was from, I want to say Northern Kentucky, whatever, from the Cincinnati area. And they made Skyline dip and it was so nice to get a taste of home.
I know.
But I was so miserable in DC and so unhappy. And I don't think they had a whole set up with all these different foods. And I think Kirsten and I just like
ate the whole thing.
Pounded this Skyline dip.
Aww.
And no one else liked it because they weren't from Cincinnati.
I think, well, and so here when we go to these Bengals watching viewing parties with mm-hmm. like, you know, Cincinnati ex-cons, that would be fun.
Expats.
And, it's really fun. And a lot of times people will bring in, they make their own Skyline chili dip. And bring it into the bar, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
And oyster crackers and stuff. Yeah, so how nice.
Bengals bar this Sunday.
This Sunday. Where am I?
Out of town.
Shit. Okay.
Yep.
Guys, I don't know if you listen to my other podcast, but there was a mistake with our New Orleans show, and it was marked as sold out for many moons.
You butchers selling tickets on here for your other
Listen, bunch. It's a tragedy. It was marked as sold out. Turns out it wasn't sold out. Uh-huh. So we went months without selling any fucking tickets.
That's pretty bad.
So there are some left. There are like 100 left. So if you're interested, I'll be in New Orleans and Atlanta this weekend. But I'll be back in time for next week's recording. So
okay.
Yep. Good. Yeah. That's about all I have.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah. Our theme comes from our Savior Caitlin. Savior Caitlin.
Savior Caitlin. Amazing.
Who sent us a list of 50 states and 50 themes. Our theme for next week is ice cream parlors in Charleston, West Virginia.
Aww. I'm writing that down.
I know. Everyone can hear it.
I have a challenge for you, and it comes from Brittany, who says, hello to the amazing Schieffer siblings. I'm obsessed with your content. Helps me get through my work days. I must say I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I hate it. So all Florida jokes are welcomed by me. So this is a challenge idea. I think it's pretty fun. Let me know what you think, Sandy.
Okay.
Find a review of a fire station that literally has to do with the rescue of a cat in a tree.
Ooh.
Is that too hard?
I mean, since it doesn't, like, isn't narrowed down geographically, I don't think so.
Because, I mean, I think that's literally a thing that happens.
Considering how many fires...
I've witnessed that happening.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be a thing, then.
Okay, so We'll try it. And like, you can also do your expansion thing. No, like I did.
Yeah, I am very, very good at bullshitting my way through these, you could, if necessary.
If but you need this to sounds like it's possible. To saving a raccoon from a tree or something, yeah. Feel free.
Okay.
And then she says, more importantly, I want to express my gratitude that you both have put out such great content. Thank you tremendously, Brittany.
You're so welcome, Brittany.
Brittany's ugh. Such a sweetheart. Thank you.
No, thank you, Brittany, for that challenge, and better make for some entertainment next week, or I'm going to blame you to everyone.
I'm excited. You yes, can blame me.
Too. Me too. I'm just kidding.
I'll take the fall, Brittany.
All right. Looking forward to it. See y'all next week.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.